Tony answers the questions on a teleprompter.
Don't be silly. That would answer that if that were true.
Oh, more than that, you pile on. Yes. See, this is where you attack the Republicans.
Right.
The Republicans have nothing else. So they sit there and they want to destroy the reputation of Joe Biden. Of course, Joe Biden doesn't use a teleprompter. Hey, I see Trump at every speech. He's using a teleprompter.
Yeah.
But to save Tennessee, make the case that he uses it to answer the question, and the questions are all pre-written, and everything is staged. That's ridiculous.
You can't say that.
Because that's not true. He effectively said, yes, he's using a teleprompter to answer questions. He's reading his own answers on a Q&A from a teleprompter that apparently wasn't close enough.
The Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow.
The Boston Celtics
in
the Miami.
Amazing times we live in.
866-90 Red Eye.
If your farm was damaged or your livestock killed or injured, Hurricane Laura, the U.S. Department of Agriculture wants you to know this.
There's a number of disaster relief programs that we have.
Richard Fortes runs CBS Farm Service. To see what equipment could help, especially in the case of Hurricane Laura, the Emergency Conservation Program, which can offer eligible producers
25% cost share for debris removal from agricultural land, so that debris could be about anything, sediment or sand or rocks, it could be trees, it could be pieces of a building, and we step in and provide assistance to be able to remove that debris.
And the livestock producers,
we have the livestock indemnity program, the livestock
killed,
or even
more.
Now are you
fighting
against
the program covering
all
sorts of cities, also a general emergency loan program. This only scratches the surface of all the available USDA
Are you tired of dodging the IRS or tax cuts? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus is forcing you to make a lot of conversations.